The Beast Must Die by Nicholas Blake. Read by Nathaniel Parker. Part 1. The Diary of Felix Lane. 20th of June, 1937. I'm going to kill a man. I don't know his name. I don't know where he lives. I have no idea what he looks like. But I am going to find him and kill him. You must pardon me this melodramatic opening. It sounds just like a first sentence out of one of my own detective novels, doesn't it? I propose to commit what the world calls a crime. Every criminal, who has no accomplice, needs a confidant. The loneliness, the appalling isolation and suspense of crime are too much for one man to contain within him. Sooner or later, he will blurt it all out. If the tongue refuses to confess, the involuntary actions will. That is why I am writing this diary. You are to be my confessor. I shall keep nothing back from you. It is you who will save me from the gallows, if anyone can. It's easy enough to envisage murder, sitting here in the bungalow James lent me so that I could recuperate after my nervous breakdown. No, I'm not mad. I was never saner. Guilty, but not insane. Easy enough to envisage murder, looking out of the window at Golden Cap, glowing in the evening sun, and the curved arm of the cob enfolding the baby boats 100 feet below me. If Marty had not been killed, he and I would be going for picnics on Golden Cap.